a teacher over at, I think it's
Trenum.
Is it Trenum?
I don't think
it's Trenum.
No.
No, he's told me what he is, but yeah, he teaches culinary arts.
Right.
Note to self. Porridge.
Jay gets porridge.
For Rich.
And I get a T-bone steak tomorrow morning.
That's right. Whatever you want, that's what you get. Seems like I'm forgetting something here.
Let's listen for Joey.
Oh, it's time for Joey.
Hi, I'm Marquita Wilson, the owner of Five Star Bail Bonds. And when it comes to advertising my business, I advertise with the best, Blue Water Broadcasting. My number one choice. Blue Water have definitely helped increase my business. Give Blue Water a call today.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
You have reached your destination.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Chris Foster. More Americans are being laid off. Fox Business Network's Jackie DeAngelis with the higher-than-expected weekly unemployment numbers.
Initial jobless claims for the week ended July 18th, 1.416 million. It does break the 15-week stretch of declines that we had been seeing. The peak, of course, 6.9 million at the end of March. More than 52 million people now have filed jobless claims.
Not all of those people are still on unemployment. Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler gets tear gassed along with other protesters telling federal officers to get out.
We're demanding that they leave. We demand that the federal government stop occupying our city.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says those officers are there to protect federal property, like a courthouse that's been vandalized. And President Trump says he's sending federal officers to Chicago and Albuquerque, New Mexico as well. America's listening to Fox News.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The first 9 weeks of school will be completely virtual for all Montgomery Public School students. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says the decision was made after survey results showed more than 18,000 parents wanted virtual school for their students. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 22,000 coronavirus cases have been confirmed within the last 2 weeks. Over 1,300 people have died. We also know that more than 32,000 people have recovered from the virus. And Troy police have made an arrest in the shooting death of a 21-year-old. Police have charged 17-year-old Jamarco Harris with capital murder and the death of Jacoby Cogburn. The shooting happened on July 13th in the 300 block of Elba Highway. Police anticipate more arrests in the case. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Compared to many recent mornings, today actually feels somewhat tolerable. We got a little easterly breeze at 12 miles per hour out at the airport, and that's making things seem a little bit better. Scattered random afternoon and evening storm, sure. That's something we hear every day. High temperature in the middle 90s, yeah. Heat index 100 to 105, check. Low tonight, 75. Tomorrow, widely scattered storms will be roaming around. Then the rain chances get a tad better, up a notch. Over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, closer to a 50-50 coverage, which is a generous supply on a summer day, because on an average summer day, 30 to 40% would be about average. High temperatures still in the middle 90s, even over the weekend. So I've got a weather extra on TV tonight at 6 and 10 on CBS 8 and ABC 32 on the tropics and why the rest of the season. Now, we're starting to get really busy right now.
Sure.
While the rest of the season may be really busy. Hopefully not like 2005 busy. We ran out of names in 2005. We had to go to the Greek alphabet.
Oh, my.
We went through the whole...
We went list. Greek?
For the first time, we went through all the names on the list. So so let's hope we don't get that active, but we'll talk about it. Why we're going to get active here tonight on TV. So, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right. And just to be clear, there's not going to be any... It could happen, but there's not going to be any rain this weekend, on Saturday in particular. You don't know.
You didn't listen to the forecast at all, did you? The rain chances are up a tad this weekend to 50-50 on Saturday and Sunday.
I just wanted you to reiterate
better,
that for
better
me.
Rain chance. Better rain chance this weekend. Doesn't mean your neighborhood
right.
or where you are again, this is going to get wet, but the chances of you encountering a shower are better this weekend.
You know, sometimes you're like going to get my palm read. Like, you weathermen, you meteorologists. It's like, I want to know in this exact square mile.
Yeah. Well, I love it when people have so much faith in me that they come up to me in a store and say, I live over on, and they'll give me a neighborhood. Is it going to rain around 2 o'clock, do you think?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. That is such pressure, you know?
It is. But yeah, and it is, I'd imagine, the methods and the technology has gotten to a place where it's much better than when you probably started.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I've been doing this job here in this town for 42 years. Is it better than it was 42 years ago? Yes. Much better.
Wait, there's actually a thing called progress? Progress is real. That's amazing.
We didn't have future radar back in 1977. There were no models that were good enough to do that.
Now, before you go, I got a question for you, because I'm seeing in Fox right there on the TV screen that the president will be speaking with Sean Hannity tonight, and it'll probably be one of the, hey, Sean, this is Donnie from Queens calling. I'm the president. You remember me? And he's over the phone.
Yeah.
Do you like, what type of Trump interview do you like? Do you like the phone interview? Do you like him standing up outside of the Oval Office on the terrace out there?
No, I like I don't like
sit-downs.
I don't like the phoners as much as I like the actual where you can see the expression on his face and so on and so forth. Fox gets a lot of exclusives. You know who doesn't? CNN.
Because you're fake news. Actually, Jim, I changed it. Yes, Mr. President. I changed it to very fake news.
Very fake news.
Goodness.
Yeah, he'll throw a bone every once in a while to ABC or to CBS, but never.
I miss the Trump, like, from his Trump Tower desk, like, segments.
Right.
Where he's like, look, I love Mexicans. Look at my taco bowl.
Have you seen the Netflix series Trump, where they go back on his whole history from when he was real young? Have you seen that?
I think I have, actually.
It's pretty amazing.
No, and what's amazing is you listen to him when he's about my age, like in his 30s.
Right?
Wicked smart dude. Very put together.
And the way he expressed himself, and he was on every talk show.
Well, it's almost like as you get older, you stop giving a damn. And so I'm just going to let it fly. You can see how put together he is when he's younger and he's playing the game.
Right.
And at this point in life, he's like, no, I'm going to say what I'm going to say.
What, is he 71?
I think so.
Is that what he is?
Yeah, you get to that point and you're like, yeah.
All right, well, Eddie just walked in, so I'm out of here, man.
Well, I appreciate you being here, Rich. And if you could tell me, I'll get you the exact GPS location.
Okay.
If it's going to rain or not on Saturday.
I'll text you.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Chase. Bye, Chase. Oh, Eddie's giving Chase some love. Folks, this upcoming first hour of News and Views from 9 till noon is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Of course, you should know by now, about 50% off on all those old videotape and even reel-to-reel films being transferred to a DVD or digital file for your computer. You want to preserve those older memories that you saw fit to film? Especially those tapes and those films that go back years and years. It's not like they're just collecting dust sitting up there on the shelf or sitting in the cabinet. They're actually deteriorating over time. So before you lose those memories, why not preserve them for you and the future generations on digital file where you can share it to your heart's desire, manipulate it, edit it how you like, and you can put it together. And in fact, Dan Black Studios can help edit it all together how you like. They can make it a nice presentation from raw video footage. But again, that's 50% off for News and Views listeners when you call 279-6036, 279-6036. And don't forget that Dan Black Studios can also transfer old music formats. So a lot of folks are getting new cars these days. And new vehicles do not, most of them don't come standard with a CD player anymore.
Yeah, you know, mine don't have a cassette player. It's heartbroken.
Right. Yeah, no cassette player, no CD player. They have Bluetooth capability, and they usually have a USB thumb drive port, a USB port. Yeah. And so what Dan Black can do, say you have all these albums over all the years, maybe you're a Leadhead and you want to get the lead out, and you've got every single album of Led Zeppelin, all on CD, though. You can take that into Dan Black, and he'll transfer it to a thumb drive that's compatible with your new car stereo. Can do the same for tape cassettes and any of that old music that you don't lose it.
Yeah.
You paid for it before.
Exactly.
Preserve it and bring it into the digital future. Dan Black Studios, again, their number, 279-6036, 279-6036. And got to tell them, you're a News and Views listener to get that 50% off on all those video transfers. News and Views officially begins in mere moments.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
In the midst of hardship and financial insurity, Guardian is still here to serve you, ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated saving, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
This weekend, get to Kohl's and take an extra 15% off. Save on the Ninja Foodie. Get tops for the family, $8.49 and under. And Adidas shoes for the family are just $48.74 and under. Plus, limited contact store drive-up. And get a little more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Offers valid July 17th to July 26th. 15% off with promo code Big Savings. Adidas offers and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we'll help make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. Now, for a limited time, get 15% off a set of Brake Best pads and two rotors. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hold on to your butt.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Never, ever give up. Don't give up. Don't allow it to happen. If there's a concrete wall in front of you, go through it, go over it, go around it, but get to the other side of that wall.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In studio with me, Eddie Bader. How are you, Eddie?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Joey?
I'm all right. Jack Campbell should be joining us, well, on Jack time.
Jack time.
Well, I'm calling Jack time.
Okay.
Yeah. He shows up when he wants to, and he's earned the privilege.
Of course.
He really has. It's fun. It really is. It's a quick, because we give each other crap. And we tease each other all the time. But it is an absolute pleasure working with Jack Campbell.
How could you not want to work with Jack Campbell?
He's hilarious, right, man. He's got a story. He knows everybody in town. You can't go out to eat with the guy without everybody stopping by saying, hey, Jack. And then if they don't remember him, he'll remember them. and make sure they remember him next time. He's a man about town. I'm much more of an introvert, keep to myself type, so it's a nice combination we got here. But he'll be joining us in just a second. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, I'm trying to get in my head, where are we going with this presidential campaign? Because it still seems like we're all over the map. Now, this week, the president and the White House definitely made a turn, would you say, Eddie, on COVID-19 and how they're talking about COVID-19.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they're, I think, better playing an expectations game. And this is where I think Trump made a mistake. He very, too soon, tried to say, okay, I'm going to focus on other things. I'm going to do that rally in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start talking about, you know, the cultural wars going on in the country. And I can see why the president made that choice, because that's the choice the national media made.
Yes.
When we look back on this, it is absolutely crazy to see that you can't go outside. You can't go outside. You can't go to the hospital if your grandparents are sick.
Yeah.
There are people literally who aren't able to go visit. That's it right. Hit my own family. People are in the hospital. They're sick. They know they're dying.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, in my family, it wasn't COVID-19. Something else. But my grandfather couldn't go see his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reality of the situation. It's very serious. But then you start getting the reality of a shutdown economy. And so we start to see mild, mostly well-tempered, though. Not ill-tempered, well-tempered protests to open up. Remember the tooting? Remember the illegal tooting?
Boy, did that develop into protests now in Oregon?
Yeah, it was the usual rabble-rousers out there, those Tea Party types like Suzelle, Josie, and Becky Gerritsen.
Yeah,
they rallied people to come together and drive around the Capitol and say, please open up. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I went down there and joined the parade for a couple minutes, more as an observer, but I got pulled into it, and it was fun. But holy cow, you talk about a difference of protesting.
Right, and, you know, that was kind of poo-pooed, and the press was, national press was poo-pooing the whole, any sort of anti-lockdown protests around there. And, okay, it starts to ease back into opening the economy slowly. Phase one, phase two, then the warm liquid goo phase. I'm sorry, that's Austin Powers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're thinking, okay, we got to be locked down. We got to take this seriously. In New York, the Northeast Corridor in general is hit really hard. A lot of death in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts. And then the George Floyd killing. And by the way, hold on to your butts on the George Floyd thing.
Yeah.
This reason. Legally speaking, they initially charged him with third degree. Keith Ellison, the AG of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
He then upped it to second degree. So don't be surprised. It obviously couldn't be first degree because this wasn't premeditated.
Right.
But they upped it to second degree. And what I'm pretty sure Chauvin's lawyers are going to argue harkens back to the first autopsy. Remember what that said? Is that George Floyd had chemicals in his body.
Yeah, yeah.
And he also had different things going on with his breathing and heart that was separate from the knee on the neck. And it's very similar to how officers in New York, remember their Garner case, the guy was selling Lucy's.
Yep.
Which it never should have gotten there.
Exactly.
But the guy's selling Lucy's, they, you know, hold them down, and I think it's what they argue is it wasn't my chokehold on him. It was his health, his weight, you know, these sorts of things.
His lack of being able to breathe anyway.
Right. He was compressed on the ground. And so they said, essentially, this was reasonable action by an officer. And it was unfortunate that the individual we were dealing with this reasonable action led to his death. But it's not, you know, murder. Now, I'm a little worried because I agree. I think 99.9% of people out there agree that Chauvin should go to jail for a very, very long time.
Yep.
But I'm a little worried if they don't come back with that conviction of murder, too. Good God help us. That said, the George Floyd killing happens. Then you start to see the protests in the streets. I mean, and it really ramped up. It's like we've aged several years within these last few months. you start to see the protest, initially peaceful in Minneapolis. Then you see the nightfall, and it's not peaceful at all. There are people rioting, looting. The darndest thing was seeing a CNN reporter going, it's mostly peaceful out here as there's a building on fire. The Target's on fire. The police station's on fire. It's mostly peaceful out here. Like, how is it?
Well, deja vu was last night with the Oregon mayor, or Portland mayor.
Oh, and by the way, there's a great line. It's a guy named Michael Malice. He says, the press is factual but not truthful. The corporate press is factual but not truthful. So they'll take facts that are technically, if you massage them, true. But what the hell does mostly peaceful mean? Like, I was watching a conversation with Ben Shapiro and Joe Rogan yesterday, and Shapiro brought up this point. Yeah. Hope to get him on the show, by the way. I've got his new book coming. How to Destroy America in Three Steps or something like that. I would love to talk to the man. And he brought up, O.J. Simpson was mostly peaceful, except for that hour and a half where he murdered Nicole. It's, I've been mostly celibate. Like, what is it? What does that mean?
Looking at your span of a lifetime.
In my 31 years here on God's green earth, I've been mostly sober.
There you go.
But I have been drunk.
Right.
And this is the thing. It's this weird sort of vague, technically true, but it's like, well, okay, so we're seeing all this violence in the streets, and then it's spreading Atlanta, New York, Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Thank God Montgomery did it right. And I expect the people of Montgomery to do it right, given our unique history in this country. But you see a turn in the press about COVID-19 as you start to see these protests. And it's not just political hacks. Because you expect that from political hacks. That they're just going to wave in the wind. What is the line I play all the time? In politics, a man must learn to rise above principle.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. But when public health officials come out and say, well, you can't come out and do car rallies or prayer meetings mm-hmm. or anything else where you're going to kill grandma. You can't go visit your loved one in the hospital.
Yeah.
When they're on death's doorstep. But if you're protesting racism, that's fine. I mean, be safe. But, that's a public health issue, too.
Wait a minute now. Protest, but go be safe.
Right. But if you go look at those videos, yeah, okay. And again, some of my favorite videos were Black Lives Matter protesters, like, giving the Antifa guys the boot and giving them to the cops. Yeah. Like, some of those are great.
Right.
So I'm not damning everybody who was out there in the streets.
Didn't see the press play that as much as they probably should have.
But when the press made this turn of, like, COVID-19 is so deadly, you can't do anything. Don't mm-hmm. do anything. Stay inside. But then racism, get outside, protest. Good job, everybody. And now, when that's kind of died down, the protests, mm-hmm. these sorts mm-hmm. of things. By the way, did we get any solutions, any policy fixes from our national government, from the federal government? Anything?
You got a whole lot of nothing.
Reforming policing.
Gave some money.
Yeah, they gave some money.
Gave some hush money.
And we're now seeing today what they're calling Operation Legend to go and supplement places like Chicago, Portland.
That's what they want, though, Joey. That's...
Well, if they do it subtly, I think it'll be okay. Don't be too heavy-handed. And I think the Attorney General of the United States is, if anything, a very clever, smart man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he's aware of the view, the public relations view. So I think that'll be all right. But we'll see. They could get a little too heavy-handed.
You never know.
We will see. But the press, after this little reprieve of, okay, if you're going to protest racism, it's all right to be out in the streets and around everybody. Once that died down... Now we're back to COVID-19. It's swarming. It's swelling. There's fire. There's not just embers, but flames.
Yeah.
Licking the South and the Southwest. And look at California. Oh, Lord. We should have listened to Arnold. We should have listened to Arnold Schwarzenegger. We should have sat in our hot tubs with our cigars mm-hmm. and fed carrots to our donkeys. We should have listened to Arnold. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so we're at the point we are with COVID-19. It's very clear the vice president, former vice president, Joe Biden, is trying to make the pandemic the predicate
yeah.
for all of the things he wants to do.
Yep, yep, yep.
I'm wondering, as the president this week, as we started with, has pivoted on COVID-19, where does it go from here? Will the issue be COVID-19 in the fall? That's certainly what a lot of the press and the Democratic Party wants it to be. But I wonder, will other issues come up?
You bet.
So here are a few. China.
China?
Ted Cruz gave a rip-roaring speech about China recently from the Senate floor. We might have to get to that. China could be an issue. You're starting to see allies turn against China, people like the United Kingdom.
Yep.
What China is doing in Hong Kong is unconscionable. And for the longest time, I bought what a lot of people bought, and it turned out to not be true.
Yeah, if we gave them some money and show them a little bit of Americanized Western culture,
yeah, and we thought they would liberalize as they grew economically. Nope.
They took our money.
Right. And I do have to say, without civil rights, without basic natural rights and liberties respected, capitalism can be a downright evil system. If by capitalism you mean the Communist Party runs everything and a few folks that are their cronies make money.
What's the difference between that and the company store? You know, you can't escape.
Right. So will it be China? But are Americans too focused inward on themselves? Will it be health care? Apparently the president's going to sign some executive order on health care, citing that the Supreme Court gave the president new powers because of their DACA decision. So it should be interesting to see what he does there. Will it be health care? Will it be COVID-19? Or will it come down to weird foilables? Like Donald Trump's rude and crude, and he's racist and he's sexist and all these things.
Got some stories on that, too.
Or will it be Joe Biden is... Chris Wallace asked Trump over the weekend, do you think Joe Biden's senile?
Mm-hmm.
And the president said, I don't want to call him senile. I mean, he's not even there, though.
Yeah, he said, I don't want to call him senile, but the mofo crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't even know where he is. Well, what would be your definition of senility, Mr. President?
But that's, honestly, Joey, I see, and I know people are worried about or concerned about Jack. And I say Jack.
No, they're not. Jack's fine.
Biden going nuts on a debate, going nuts and kind of losing it. I honestly see that happening. If they have four debates, I don't say he makes it through two of them.
I don't think it's going to be the debates, though. I have a feeling it's going to be one of these interviews Biden is bound to do.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's Chris Wallace or George Stephanopoulos or somebody.
Oh, when he goes out in the public. Remember the auto worker incident?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's why
once he gets off script. Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, well, remember the weird moment with a CBS reporter, Ed O'Keefe, where Biden turned around and was like, I'm right.
Yeah. That's
like,
what I'm talking about.
It was this odd, over-the-top moment, whereas a younger man, it would have been, I think, a little measure. But now that he's, you know, it doesn't look good from his point of view. So will the election, though, come down to something like that?
I think it will. It'd have to, if
to these weird foilables and idiosyncrasies of each candidate.
If you're down to two people and you witness more than one time one of them kind of losing it, love the Democratic Party or not, I would hope you love America enough to go, eh.
But here's the thing. There are a lot of people around the country, hundreds if not thousands, who are getting paid a lot of money to be telling the politicians intelligent things about what to do. But I think we're in uncharted waters.
Well, yeah, so you can't be wrong at this point.
Right. There be monsters where
free
we
money,
are.
Yeah.
And so we'll see if not what this election will come down to, but it's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. Will there actually be conventions like we used to know?
I think the Republicans will have one. My guess is the Democrats will try, but they will implode. You know, over regulations. And
this is in the midst of, when we look locally, school now here in Montgomery won't start for 9 weeks. It'll start virtually.
I had thoughts on that.
Be going to school for 9 weeks. I mean, there's so much to this time period that is, and that's why I wanted to do a quick review today. But I think it might come down to the media and how, yes, factual yet not truthful they are. And I think a lot of folks, if Trump runs, not just against Biden being a puppet of the radical left, but if Trump runs once again against the media, that's his true opponent, it might win him the day. But they've got to watch out. Trump and the GOP on things like health care, that's their Achilles heel. Because for years now, they've wanted to get rid of Obamacare, but they haven't come up with something to replace it.
Right.
Something sufficient. That's why that executive order teased by Trump might be interesting. So we'll see where it goes. But I want to take y'all's temperature. Do you even give a damn at this point, or is life so strange that you're just focusing on the day-to-day? Where's my next paycheck going to come from? Or maybe you're still getting a paycheck, like my brother. He's getting a docked salary, but he's not working as much. He's kind of at home. Like, what am I doing next?
Have him call me. I'll do some day trading.
So 272-9228.
But what you just mentioned about your brother, that's kind of unique because I know a lot of people, military and other, and my wife for that matter, she's working from home.
Mm.
When all this is, I hate to say over, but when we get back to what we would consider a sense of normalcy, when everyone returns back to work, I wonder how many people are going to not go back. Just like now, if they called for people to go back to work when school starts. Well, Montgomery just got, they just shot themselves in the foot because school systems, like it or not, are a big babysitter so people can work.
And that is the damnedest thing, isn't it, where we can't go back to school, but you can send your kids to daycare.
Another oxymoron and a half.
Well, we'll see. 272-9228. Again, interview with the president tonight. He's been doing a lot of interviews. So what's your favorite type of interview? Phone call? No. Trump out standing up doing the walk and talk? Or
I like the walk and talk?
Because do you like the chopper talk?
The chopper talk I love because it's just shut up and listen to me. But I like the walk and talk because Trump being Trump, and I love comedy, he's going to do a little something-something, right. You know?
Yeah, just strange time. And on top of that, I think the nation and the world's going through these convulsions due to new technology.
Oh, definitely.
I think when you look at social media and the internet in general, it is like the printing press on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened the last time, when the printing press was brought around in the 15th, 16th century? Well, people started tearing things down. There was iconoclasm, yep, so to speak. You start tearing down former idols, statues. You start changing the name of churches. You start getting a lot of weird things happening. I think the Reformation, looking back, was generally a good thing, but there were some pretty odd things that happened in secluded towns. I think we're seeing that now on a massive scale. So hold on to your butts, ladies and gentlemen.
We get a little bumpy, huh?
Some turbulence is heading our way. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. You want to get in on the program.
Hold on to your butts.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily if you need it. We've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And, you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We've got the Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessings.com.
LaserCopyCS.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
You know what's not healthy? Stressing about work. Or maybe you're out of work. Stop. Hit reset. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. An emergency relief grant of up to $3,500 is available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. 272-9228. Yeah, you can tell the Republican Party is really ramping things up when it comes to China and the rhetoric towards China. Mm-hmm. Right now we're looking at Representative Michael McCaul, a Republican from Texas. He's the China Task Force chairman. Saying FBI links fugitive scientists to Chinese military, U.S. orders China to close Houston consulate.
One of the people that the FBI is looking for, they swear, is in the China consulate in California. And they're holding her there to protect her because we want her.
And when it comes to China, I mean, the big game is, okay, we don't want a shooting war. We don't want a hot war. I think it would be crazy. And I think the Chinese are rational enough. We're rational enough. We both have nukes.
Yeah.
We get it. But China is playing an asymmetrical game. Mm-hmm. And that's what you do when conventional warfare is just out of the question. War gets smaller. It gets more pinpointed to where you have to wonder, what the hell were they doing with this virus? Now, I have no proof, and I'm not suggesting they did this on purpose with the virus.
Letting it out.
Right. I don't know.
The developing, though, we know that to be, or at least I believe that to be.
I think it was amped up. Maybe not weaponized, but I think they were studying coronaviruses.
Okay.
And it was manipulated, in a way, because of that study. That's as much as I would say right now. It's possible that they would do something nefarious, possible to develop something like that. But as they expand out into the South China Sea, and it's funny, it's old maps. China says, this is the map that is our real territory, and the UN, the U.S., everybody said, no, those aren't, that's an old map.
Right, I found this map in my grandfather's closet. This shows China owns this land. Right. But I am glad, Joey, that as the United States, we're pushing back.
Well, and here's the deal. There's a great scholar out there, I won't go into too much detail, but he calls it the Thucydides trap. When a rising power meets an established power, in this case, when China rises to meet the power of the United States, in most points in history, going back to Athens and Sparta, that's where Thucydides comes in, you have war. And often, it's not because, Athens and Sparta wanted to go to war. It's not like the U.S. and China want to go to war. It's not like, say, when after Germany was put down after World War I, the Nazis come to power. It's not like necessarily Hitler wants massive war with Great Britain. In fact, I think he was happy to have the continent. He wanted the island, but he was happy to have the continent. But it's not like if Britain had been a little more forceful, if the Allies, Britain, France, had been a bit more forceful and willing to enforce what they put in the Treaty of Versailles, would Hitler ever gotten out of the box? It's an interesting question. But here's the calculus. The whole idea of China will liberalize because of economic growth has failed. Largely has. And I'm not talking about the average Chinese person. I think actually when you talk about culture, China would be great. And you see this in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
It's not a... And this
That's
is what baffles me. It's not a racial or ethnic thing.
Mm-mm.
The Western ideals and the system we have in America, basic freedom, it can be brought anywhere in the world. And you saw many people in Hong Kong willing to die for that.
Yeah.
Those ideals. Waving American flags. It's a tragic and beautiful sight all at once.
It's like it's two twins that were raised completely separately.
But the Communist Party, what is their main goal? At the end of the day, their main goal, yes, control by the Communist Party.
Yeah.
Power is power's goal.
Right.
Power for power's sake. I mean, go read 1984. You'll figure this out. And so, okay, how do we deal with China? And I think the way you deal with them is you effectively deter them. You make sure they understand that, hey, you cross a certain line, and it needs to be clear. What war happens when people think they can get away with it.
Now, do you think how China is constantly, and we're doing, the Soviets doing the same thing, kind of jabbing us with a stick every once in a while, do you think we should do that in return, or do you think we're doing that in return already?
Well, we're already doing that, and it doesn't have to necessarily be jabbing. It's more get tough on them.
Yeah.
Say, okay, if you're going to spy on the United States through official channels we have developed with you.
Right.
Okay, get out. Shut down the consulate. Oh, if you're going to steal vaccine information.
Which we know they do. That's right.
Okay, we're not going to stand for that. If you're going to put a new law over Hong Kong, the financial hub of the East, then we're not going to do business in the same way. You don't get special status. The UK is going to end their extradition agreement. It's slowly going to escalate. But what I mean by deterrence is, China needs to understand if they go across a certain line, they have hell to pay. And it's when that threat is not credible.
Yeah.
That's when wars happen.
But do you think, do you know where that line is for China right now?
Not publicly, no. I'd imagine Pompeo, the Joint Chiefs, people like that have an idea. They've been communicating certain things to China. And what we're going to have, essentially, I think, going forward for the next, it might be faster than the first Cold War, but we'll probably have a Cold War II. Like, we have a World War I, and then it became World War II. We'll have a Cold War II
with
the next communist
power. I honestly think we are at war with China. I don't think, it's not, like you said, it's not a gun bang-bang war, but there's definitely a war of technology going on.
Right, and it'll get smaller. It'll be about infectious diseases. It'll be about cyber warfare. I mean, and also military technology is getting in smaller and smaller with drone technology, swarming theories. So we'll see where it goes. But here is Ted Cruz yesterday on the Senate floor speaking about China. It was a heck of a speech.
We are right now months into a deadly global pandemic that has sickened over 14 million people worldwide and has taken the lives of over 600,000 people. And why are we in the midst of a global pandemic? Because the Chinese Communist Party deliberately lied to the world, covered up the outbreak, and allowed it to spread. The coronavirus pandemic has thrown into high relief the fact that China is our most dangerous threat. For 8 years in the U.S. Senate, the overwhelming challenge for this body and for this country for the next century going forward is how we stand up to the threat of China. China is waging a thousand-year war. And for the sake, not only of Americans, but for the sake of the free world, America needs to win this contest.
Wow. Very sobering words. And I don't think it's just grandstanding. Because of all the things Donald Trump talked about in 2016, China is the one thing that's become a bipartisan issue, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely.
And that's what's so interesting, is you now can get people from the left saying, oh, yeah, these concentration camps, putting Uyghur Muslims on trains after you shave their heads, blindfold them, send them into work camps and re-education camps. And, oh, it's like it's voluntary workforce training. That's what the Communist Party claimed. Sure. Sure. Yeah, it was so, so voluntary.
Joey, would you like to go do some voluntary?
No. No, I'm happy with my job. Good God, man. So that's going to be, it's not a simple answer to the Chinese question, but I think everybody is now refocused to more or less a degree on the threat China poses. Not just the threat, the challenge. It's not just, oh, enemy, enemy, enemy. It's a general challenge. It's a complicated problem that you have to untie here slowly but surely. But 272-9228, who's this on line one, Eddie?
Randall.
Hey, Randall. Hey, how about this? Can you hold on? We'll come back to you after the break.
Be happy to, bro.
All right, thank you. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. More news and views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I could tell you there's some encouraging news of some sort of break in this intense heat, but really, it's going to go on and on for several more days. Spotty afternoon relief from some scattered thunderstorms today and tomorrow, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. High both days in the middle 90s again. Heat index near 105 again, and tonight slow down to about 76. Over the weekend now, I do think the rain chances get just a notch better. A more generous supply, maybe 50-50 coverage both Saturday and Sunday. High still in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Again, this is the first hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Turn those old stacks of home videos, maybe it was just a fun day with the family in the backyard, or maybe it was a special event like a graduation or a wedding. Whatever the great memory that you have on those old videotapes or even old film, reels, you need to get transferred to a digital format before they deteriorate. You can do that at 50% off at Dan Black Studios. 50% off for the month of July if you're a News and Views listener. So call Dan Black Studios today at 279-6036, 279-6036, and be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener to get 50% off all those old videotape and reel-to-reel film transfers to a DVD or digital file. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being the sponsor of this, the first hour of News and Views.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family mealtime easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Alabama is feeling the economic pain caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Small businesses provide most of the jobs in our state. They've been hit hard, and they still need our help. But with Alabama jobs and livelihoods on the line, Senator Doug Jones played politics. Jones sided with far-left Washington politicians like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, delaying critical assistance for small businesses. Alabamians were counting on Senator Jones. But he and the D.C. liberals left our workers high and dry. Now Alabama small businesses need help with tax relief, and they need Senator Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, the Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote to provide tax relief for small businesses and start protecting Alabama jobs. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. If you want to get on the program, let's go to the phones and talk to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Randall.
Good day, fellas.
How you doing, man?
I didn't hit a beat. I don't know. Maybe
no, I left you on, like, you were on the line, armed, but I had the line muted.
Yeah.
Joey's
well,
in no
fancy. I wouldn't have put tape over the cow's mouth then. on this stuff with China, if you want to kind of tell how Hong Kong, why Hong Kong is different, is because in the 1830s they really had opium got poured into their country by the British shipping companies. And I've been pretty scolded about this last part I'm about to say, but Russell right here in Alabama, but it only had one L back then, and they saw what the problem was caused, and they revamped, joined Perkins Shipping and added an L, and I guess it's all, you know, ended up back over here sometime later. But it's Hong Kong. They came back. They done one war to the 1830s or something. Then it was a skip. They stopped it. They got right. The shipping lanes. They got the tax. Oh man, tax is done what they wanted. But then they come back and done it again. And then Hong Kong was cut out. Said leave this alone, and you can keep. You know, they poured it in pretty good, but. But Russell wasn't involved the second trip around. And but on the Cold War, you right on money. Man, 2000, China, the thing they had never had that we've always had is a way to launch planes off of a ship. Mm-hmm. They got the jets. They never had the technology in 2014. And all of a sudden, one of our electronic magnetic launching systems ends up on their ship. And I'm talking about with the little ship, the little planes they got, mm-hmm. man, they can launch them faster than we can load guns.
What's happening essentially is we still have the innovative technological edge, but let's say that edge is a year ahead, then they are able to steal it.
Yeah, they're 6 months behind.
Through espionage or reverse engineering of certain things.
Reverse engineering, baby.
So they're not that far behind. And I'm not so much worried about, does China have an aircraft carrier? I'm more worried that they're playing a very effective game of these man-made islands.
Yeah.
All these surface-to-air missile batteries. I mean, it's if they very effectively deterred any sort of invasion of their country, let's say that.
Let me ask you this, though, Joey. You know, with the Soviet Union, same thing back in the 80s. You know, they were aggressive. They're very well protected. Hard to attack. So do we take the route where we just let them outspend us till they go broke? But with China, it's going to be hard because
it actually will be that hard.
Well, we owe them a chunk of that money.
No, but now they owe everybody else a chunk of that money. What's happened over the last decade is it's not like, oh, China has stayed this big country of savers and we're the debtors. No, in fact, they've become more like us.
Actually, you're right.
And their banking system right now is a basket case.
Yes.
Because of the way their government is operating.
The way they manage
China is much more fragile, and their system is much more fragile than they present.
Okay.
It's, for instance, don't buy the COVID-19 numbers coming out of China. In the same way that when a Chinese ambassador to the United Kingdom is shown the video of Uyghur Muslims being moved on trains, he starts talking about the beautiful topography of the region.
Yes.
Like, what the hell is that?
Doesn't even acknowledge that there's a train there.
There was one word in that, Joy, a while back, about two paragraphs ago, you said, steal. They ain't stole nothing. That's what they're waiting on. Is there's two more that's left that we cannot account for. And now the last time that we knew where they were at, they were in Turkey, I think, is where they got caught on the loading docks. The two container ships supposed to be empty. The containers on the ship supposed to be empty. They wasn't empty. The dudes on the dock called somebody and got called down there. Now, ever since the COVID thing, we don't know where they're at. Nobody knows where they're at. And what the first thing China says on the COVID, anything marked COVID relief does not get checked. So nobody knows where them last two long systems, and Russia's sitting there with two more ships waiting on them. And they rolled them three ships out, and they took a picture of them, but as soon as that came out, they got caught. The launch system got caught at the pier. They took the picture down off of the America. I got the website. You know, man, all that stuff on the book. But they took the picture down. They've done away with the picture. You don't see, but that one now that's already got the launch system on it. They're waiting on the other two launch systems. And you're right. We physically go to Cold War. And man, what do you say? Hold on to your butt.
That's right.
And that's what this whole thing is about. They don't
Randall, you're almost at the point where I'm about to start playing the music. And you didn't answer this before. Which theme music do you want? Which theme music do you want? Do you want, say, some Scott Joplin like this?
Are you talking about this to play? Oh, Lord.
When you come on the show, do you want this one? I kind of like it. It's a fun little piano thing. You know, the entertainer. Or do you want this theme music?
I think it depends on his mood.
It's true. But it's up to Randall.
I think right now this what I need to be on this phone right here.
This one here, I think so, Randall. Today's mood.
You gotta watch those shipping containers.
Sometimes music gets in there and does something. I don't know. They don't really know. That's why I ain't supposed to listen to it. I'm supposed to listen to talk radio and never listen to music again. But something happened and I don't want no kind of speeded up stuff for sure. So make sure it's slow.
You bet.
Okay. I mean, just in case something gets, I don't know, man. I can't put my finger. I can't explain to you what it does. I got pictures of Dr. Lair. He knows, all
about it. Okay, I don't want to trigger anything. Thank you, Randall.
Hey, take care,
brother. It won't be like that. It might put me in a different gear. That's all. It won't make me mad. It just makes me speed up.
Fifth gear, Randall.
272-9228. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing. They're number one in the number two business for a reason because
they
have this proprietary pipelining technology. They also have great tankless water heater tech. You can get a tankless water heater installed in your home. But this proprietary pipelining technology there at Cold Plumbing allows them to get in and fix your plumbing issues with minimal discomfort to you and your home. That means not having to tear out a bunch of drywall, dig a huge hole.